Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Annie Fry here, your host, and very excited to bring you this edition of the Pixie Dust Podcast. My co-host for this Disney World 101 vacation planning series is Erica Murphy. Erica at magicexpeditions.com. That's E-R-I-K-A. Disney travel agent. I ask you this every time.
Yeah.
People are like, Annie, you asked that last week, but Disney travel agent is correct.
A travel agent specializing in
Disney.
Disney destinations.
Yeah, yeah, it's
but I can book anything.
Verbiage. Yeah. Yeah. You can help with Universal. You can help with tropical stays.
Legoland.
Woo!
Yeah.
All the fun stuff. Well, I know about Disney World.
Yeah.
Or I enjoy learning about Disney World, which is why we are glad that you are here with us on the Pixie Dust Podcast. Very excited to have launched the Pixie Dust Podcast. On its own, it's out in the wild by itself. It's all Disney World all the time. And we will have this weekly upload with Erica and myself, where we will talk about Disney World vacation planning. What have we all talked about? Food?
Everything.
Hotels.
Fast passes, lingo, some of the different verbiage to use. We talked about restaurants.
And restaurants, food, just all the fun stuff. And lots more to talk about. This time we're...
Comfortable shoes, I think.
Comfortable shoes. Where are the comfortable shoes? It goes not without saying. It must be emphasized.
Uh-huh.
Where are the comfortable shoes?
That's in there somewhere.
I need to figure out how to get to Disney World and do the 30,000 steps a day without getting blisters. I haven't figured it out yet.
Really?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Still get blisters. I have sensitive feet.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's a problem if I go. I usually get pedicures before I go. Maybe that's a mistake.
I do that too. Do you change your shoes? Do you wear the same shoes?
No.
No?
No, I have like 3 pairs of tennis shoes that I wear. They're all comfortable.
Do you wear some like flip-flops in between there?
Nope.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe because you're wearing all the same
type.
Yeah.
I wear double socks sometimes. Sometimes I wear single socks. I don't know. It's just a lot of walking.
It is a lot of walking.
So also on the Pixie Dust Podcast, if you can go search it right now, Pixie Dust Podcast on your podcast provider, you should find it. Go there and subscribe to it because we are also adding a weekly episode with my good friend Tony Colombo, who is just like me. Same year we took our families, young families, to Disney World, and we just fell in love with it. We are romantic about it. Our families individually just love going to Disney World. So in those episodes, he's going to talk to you about a lot of the extra magic that is involved in Disney World, some of the things that Disney thought of that you would have never thought to think of.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to update you in each one of those episodes about the latest news, like, for instance, the castle is getting painted. And I think it's going to be stunning. I'm very in support of it. Are you? You mad?
So here's the thing.
She's mad.
I'm not mad. There was a huge fiasco for the 25th and it turned it into a cupcake or a cake, which was lovely. But you have to think, people wait their entire lives to get a picture in front of this iconic castle. So don't mess with it. And I think that this is subtle enough that it's not going to be as bad as turning it into a giant pink cupcake.
Changing what it is.
Correct.
This is enhancing what it is.
I'm the one that's like, just don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. Like, I want that castle that I saw when I was 5 years old. I want to see that when I'm 35 years old.
I think I have an unpopular opinion on this, and that is not that the castle isn't stunning, not that it doesn't kind of take a little breath away when you walk down Main Street and you see it for the first time on that vacation or for the fifth time on that vacation. There's just something about it that is romantic and is very special, near and dear. If you've never seen it before in person, but you've seen it a million times in pictures, when you get to take it in yourself, it is something. It's something to behold.
Yeah.
But I actually think that it could use a facelift. which is kind of what it's getting. You know, the blue is going to be bluer.
Right. And the gold's going to be shimmering.
Yeah. I think it's going to look more royal.
More regal.
And
regal.
Yeah. And I think that that is a good thing.
I
now,
agree.
If you were going to like add like spinners and
or a giant pink cupcake.
Yeah. And change the essence of what it is.
No, I agree.
I think that that's different. It will be a bummer. My family will be traveling towards the end of July, the end of summer. It will be a bummer if it's all scrimmed off and you can't see it. But from everything I've read so far, it will be, you know, under a version of construction, but the essence of the castle is still certainly going to be there. They're still going to have the Happily Ever After shows projected on there. And the what's the Friendship Fair?
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The 3 o'clock show or the whatever o'clock show.
Yeah.
You know, this is where you come to get all your real information
or whatever. Yeah, that's it. No, and I know change is good and I know that it's enhancement. I'm just like a curmudgeon when it comes to that. And, you know, I like leave my castle alone. And I think if they wouldn't have made that giant snafu. And,
you're
and
worried about what's been done.
Exactly.
That it's going to happen again. I think they've probably learned their lesson.
I think they did, too.
Because I know about this and I was not like a Disney geek. When that was going on, so well, that was 25 years ago, right? Was it the 25th?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm 25.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have any recollection from it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, it's
we're both in our mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
So it was in our lifetime.
It was. And so, I've seen both. I've seen all three of them now.
So yeah. It's very cool. So I think, you know, if you haven't subscribed yet to the Pixie Dust podcast, I'd encourage you to do it. I think you'll really enjoy both series that we have going right now. And I have a third one in the works, not quite ready to launch that one yet. But it'll have to do with Disney movies that are streaming, Disney movies that are in the theaters and stuff. So you're going to have to stick around for that. So
you're going to do Disney Plus. Can I give a segue? Did you see the Disney Eats? That's coming out.
No. On
it's
Disney
like
Plus?
A cooking show. Yes.
Well, there
it's
you
like,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The series I want to do is with a good friend of mine who's a movie critic and a Disney lover. And the
I'm
question
excited. I'm subscribing already.
The question will be, it's going to be 3 hours in 30 minutes. You've got 3 hours on the weekend. We'll tell you what to do with it in 30 minutes. Do you stay at home in your PJs and stream something on Disney Plus, or do you go to the theaters and spend your 3 hours, you know, going to and from the movie theater to take in whatever is there?
That's awesome.
Based on a person who's an actual movie critic, not me who's like, stay in your PJs, because that's like, what I'm doing on my own. You got to convince me to go out into public on the weekend and you know, spend the money to go to the movie theater. If I can sit at home and stream something, that's probably going to be my recommendation, but we'll see.
Well, we all know when the last time I went to the theater, it's been a very long time. I haven't even seen the new setup.
It's funny to me how much movie theaters make you nervous to be around people. And you're like, so about Disney World? Let's go where all the
because
people are.
Because Disney people are different. Like it's.
Well, if you go to the Disney movie.
Yeah, it's still. The problem is the eating. I mean, we've talked about this, that it's the chewing of the popcorn that I just can't get over. But if you chew popcorn at a parade in Disney, I'm fine.
Yeah. I can relate to all of this. I actually own a shirt that says, I want to be where the people aren't. And I'm kind of an introvert. I'm very good at being an extroverted introvert. I gain my energy through being by myself and then expel my energy when I'm with people.
Perfect.
And so, first of all, I love The Little Mermaid. And then when I saw that shirt, it made me laugh out loud. And I sent it to Erica. I'm like, I can't wear this. It makes me look like a witch.
And I said, if you don't get
she's like, that shirt's made for you. It's yours. And it is now. And I love it. It's a very comfy shirt. So please consider subscribing. We are really excited about this. This podcast is going to be marketed nationwide with our company, Entercom, who I work for, have a radio show with as well. And we're very excited, very grateful for the opportunity to come to you each week, a couple times at least right now, with some Disney World conversations. So the topic for today is about schedules. It's about when do you go to Disney World? Is there a smarter time to go to Disney World? Is there an absolute do not go to Disney World at this time? And does that depend on the person? I think it does.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if for instance, I'll start with my family. I'm married to a teacher. My husband teaches in middle school social studies. And so that immediately limits me to be able to go to Disney World when kids are out of school for the most part, at least for any length of time. So if you're looking at a Disney World trip and your number one thing is to avoid large crowds,
there are going to be a few periods in time during the year where kids are in school and not much or anything is really going on at Disney World, but there's very small sweet spots in that regard. What are some of the lowest crowded times of year that people, if that's their number one goal, is to go at minimal crowd time, what kind of times of the year do you suggest?
Well, and I think to preface that low crowd time for Disney is still crowds. Like, it's still going to be, there's never going to be a time that you're going to just walk down Main Street with nobody on the street.
Like, because it's still that amazing.
Because it's that amazing. So even when it's lower crowd than normal, it just means that, you know, maybe there's a 40-minute wait time rather than a 60-minute wait time or an hour and a half wait time. So I think that just prefacing that, that lower crowd time is still going to be crowded because it's Disney. And especially coming up with 2021, we've talked about the 50th anniversary a couple times, that if they're going to do new parades with the whole new Galaxy's Edge coming out, they have new rides coming out and new stuff at Epcot, that I think that that's just going to bring more and more crowds to want to see, you know, these new attractions that are coming on. But with that being said, you know, right when kids go right back to school, like the August, September,
everybody's squeaked out their last day at Disney World. Yep. Everybody has gotten their summer vacations in. And they are, you know, all planned up. Is it a good time?
It's a great time. And I mean, pretty much those last 2 weeks of August, all the way through September. And September is one of my favorite times to go because it is low crowds, so it's not going to be as crowded. They start to put some of the fall decorations up. So if you go towards the end of September, you can usually catch one of the not so scary Halloween parties. You'll see the big pumpkins. You'll see the lanterns and all that are out. And the weather's amazing. So it's like the trifecta of things to go see.
A lot of people consider it a risk to go at that time because it is hurricane season.
It is.
You can go look at the statistics for yourself of how many hurricanes have actually hit Disney World. It's very minimal. Last year they had, well, I don't remember what the hurricane was that was barreling towards Florida. It looked like it was going to be a direct hit. They actually shut down the park a little bit early, and then it turned and it missed and it didn't happen. And I remember some of the YouTubers that I watch who were uploading about being in the park at that time. It was like a ghost town. Crazy low crowds. The other thing that I noticed too, in people's reaction to that hurricane season specifically, was there are people who live more in coastal Florida who, if they are evacuated from their coastal homes, they will go to Disney. They will actually evacuate to Disney because maybe they're Disney Vacation Club members, or maybe the rooms are affordable. And Disney World is like one of the safest places to be if you're in Florida in a hurricane.
I was going to say that's where I'd want to be. And not just because it's Disney and they have, you know, over the top attractions. Like, they don't stop when there's a hurricane. They make sure that they bring things to the resorts. And if they have to close the park, which is, you know, less than a dozen times since it's been open that they've actually closed down the park, but they make sure that they take care of you, have the characters come to the resorts and all of that. And it's, they have their own medical staff there should God forbid something happen. So it is, if I was in a hurricane in the Midwest, I would want to be in Disney.
So another thing too about the August time period, my sister-in-law is a teacher in Florida, and most of her first day of school is like August 2nd.
It's crazy.
August 1st or August 2nd. Yeah. So a lot of the locals, if you can even squeeze out, like, this is what I would definitely recommend if it doesn't kind of screw with your calendar planning and you're like getting ready to go back to school. If you've got kiddos that you're trying to work around, those first couple weekends weeks in August may not be as calm as the second 2 weeks, but if the locals are going back and you can plan a midweek, or if the majority of your trip is in during school time, chances are you're going to benefit from that. So a lot of times my vacation with my family will be that last week of July into the first week of August. And one of the reasons we like to do that is because for my son, it's past his baseball season, so we don't have to miss any baseball. But then also because once school starts approaching for the locals, it seems as though that dies down just a wee little bit and you get a little bit of a benefit from that. So that's probably, it's also going to be hot. I mean,
It's Florida
hot.
Yeah.
We're from St. Louis. So I often, people are like, oh, you're going to go to Florida in the end of July. And I'm like, dude, it's going to be as hot and humid there, if not worse here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. as it's going to be there. If you're somebody who's from, like, you know, North Dakota, you might want to, you got to ask yourself what you're made of before you go down to Florida in the hot, humid summer.
Right.
But if you're used to humidity, if you're used to warm weather and you don't mind being out in shorts and a tank top and swimming to cool yourself off, it might be a good time. Summer in general is not the busy season that a lot of people expect it to be.
No, it's not. And that's the thing, because a lot of people think that it's the busy time. So they go, they, you know, freak out and don't go. So they go other times. I tell you, the busiest time to go is during Christmas, when people are like, oh, you know, people are going to be with their families and all of that. Yes, they're going to be with their families and they're going to be at Disney World.
Their families.
Yeah.
And grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and everybody in tow.
I think this past year I saw they reached capacity to where they were not letting anybody else in the Magic Kingdom. And I think it was like 11 o'clock a.m. on Christmas Day. So it's like they have completely will not let one more person into the park. That's how busy it gets.
I would be so frustrated. I would be so frustrated if I went at that time and then. And then I was blocked out. Or if I were somebody who got in and was shoulder to shoulder with people.
Yeah.
If you want to see the Christmas decorations, if you want to see Christmas at Disney.
Go beginning of December, please.
Can't you go in November even?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's up after they take the Halloween stuff
right
down.
After Halloween.
And they put the Christmas stuff up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Halloween stuff even. Like, it's mid-August, I think I saw.
Yeah. If you go, like, the first week of November, like, the November 1st, that is very light crowds, and you could get a chance to see both the holiday, and it's like an overnight thing. I think on Disney Plus, actually, now that I'm segueing into this, they have a special that they do that's called, like, Decorating Disney, and they show you behind the scenes how they transform, and they do it overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, once the park closes.
It is a mission.
It's unbelievable. So you could literally go to the park on one day and see the pumpkins and the lanterns, and then the very next day, the Christmas tree's up.
So if you are in my situation, or being married to a teacher, if you're a teacher yourself and you're bound by that, or if you've got kids or grandkids that are going to be a part of this and you don't want to pull them out of school, I know a lot of people will pull their kids out of school, but if you don't want to do that, totally respect you and your ability to make that best decision for your family. Summer might be something you should consider, or August, depending on when you go back. If you are in a school district that doesn't go back until after Labor Day, snipe one of those late August weeks and enjoy low crowds, enjoy some of the Halloween stuff that's already out. I mean, I think they were doing the not so scary Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party in late August last year, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, I'll have to double check. But
so. The other times that you're probably going to be able to easily go is your spring break week and your Christmas week, maybe a Thanksgiving week, but that especially the spring break and the Christmas. I just became a Gold Pass member, annual pass holder, and that means that I get to buy an annual pass as a Florida resident because we became DVC members, and I have a block out. Yeah. I am not allowed to travel during the predetermined weeks that spring break would be and Christmas, because it's that crowded that they're like, we'll give you a discount on this, but you cannot come during these times.
But would you want to?
Not I, said the little redhead. Not at all. No, that is not my jam at all. The crowds with kids and stuff, to me, makes me nervous.
Yeah.
My cousin, on the other hand, has taken her two boys and her family and went with some other friends, and they got to see the New Year's fireworks, and the New Year's fireworks are like this 360 degrees of insanity. Like, listening to them explain what it was like to be in the Magic Kingdom and see this stuff is just like totally insane and amazing. And they were really happy that they were there. But she's like, that's the most people I've ever been around, ever. Yeah. Ever. And I can't imagine being in a scenario like that again.
No. And to be quite honest, I mean, we were watching on YouTube. I think we were watching together. And I enjoyed it just as much from the quiet of my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things that I think you have to be a special type of person.
Yeah.
And you know if
you're cool with that. And if you're cool with it, go.
Yeah.
Do it. Make the time and enjoy that experience and be there. If you can only go at that time, it's worth going at that time.
Yeah.
If you want to see the Christmas, if you want to have the Christmas experience, maybe you want to go. I mean, even if you go They kind of leave some of the Christmas decorations up in the first week of January, maybe even the second.
I was just going to say the first week of January is actually a really good time to go, or the second week of January is a really good time to go because everybody's traveling over the holidays. So mm-hmm. that's kind of died down. And so the decorations will still be up. If you can swing it, you know, it's chillier at night, but all the pools are heated. And I also want to say that during these busy times, like we talk often about how Disney thinks of everything mm-hmm. and they know that during these very high times that it's going to be super crowded, and they've done things to try and make it a little bit more enjoyable, even just by making the queues more interactive to where you're not just standing in line. They'll have, you know, even a custodian that's walking by will paint
interact and,
Mickey with yeah. water, and, you know, there's different cooling stations. And so there's definitely, even if it is wall-to-wall people like that and it is super crowded, I think Disney has done a really spectacular job about the customer experience, or I'm sorry, the guest experience, mm-hmm. and making sure that even in those situations that everybody's still comfortable.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Am I sounding bad?
You're getting over the flu.
I am.
And
yeah.
You can hear it. And I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm okay. I'm you're sorry. Okay. I'm like, can I do this?
You
like,
just got to push guys. Really hard with your voice. Give it everything you got. I just want to make sure you're struggling. So those are some times that you, if you're trying to cater to school schedules, whether it's because you work at a school or because you have kids that you don't want to pull out of school, my recommendation, and I don't even want to tell you this because I don't want y'all to come when I'm being there because I want low crowds, but that's ridiculous and it's fun no matter what. And yes. when, if you realize that you're doing something and there's a super crowded place, one direction, you just go the other direction. There are so many opportunities. There's so many yeah. alternatives. You'll be just fine. Now, there are other things that Disney has done, I don't know, in the last couple decades maybe, to try to disperse crowds yes. out of the, you yeah. know, it used to be kids off school, Disney World's crazy. Kids in yep. school, now's the time to go if you want low crowds. Disney has made an effort to try to make the parks attractive for varying people and varying interests throughout the course of the entire year. What are some yeah. of those alternatives?
Well, I think the promos is one of the prime examples. And I think that this past summer was a really good example of that, that they had very random dates that they put this promo out. It's the best promo
specific
that they did.
And random.
It was very specific and it was very random. And it was because those were lower times. So they wanted to get people away from the more crowded times and go when things were not as busy to try and disperse, so they'll release promos as far as whether free dining or a room discount to try and get people to go at a certain time.
And I will add in too that this is another opportunity for you to understand the great value of working with somebody like Erica, who is a sanctioned travel agent by Disney. I don't know how to say it, but you do. So if you email her at, it's Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. You can ask her any question you want. You don't ever have to sign anything or do anything to work with her. She's got a Facebook page. I told her to do this and she listened to me.
I didn't finish it. I don't have a cover photo. It's not official.
You will by the time people hear this.
I will. Yeah.
See, you should go see
it tonight.
Her cover photo that she has on here is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Can't wait for you to pick one. I'm telling you what, folks. Go to Erica Murphy, Magic Expeditions, on Facebook. And like her page. And is it out?
Yeah, it's there.
So
it's live.
Has anyone liked it yet?
No, not yet, because I was waiting to tell you.
Oh my God,
excited.
I'm doing it right now. It's happening. You can go like her page there. You can connect with her. You can message her on Facebook.
Yeah.
It literally does not cost you another penny to use Erica. She gets her connection with Disney World and with her travel agency is how she gets a percentage of the total booking that you have. But when she's talking about promos here and she's saying, you know, if Disney is going to say we need some people to go on the third week of May and we're really low, so let's throw free dining out for the third week mm-hmm. of May. Erica is going to be one of the first people to know about it because she's connected through the agency.
Yeah.
So they put this information out. What time do you check promos?
So they usually come out between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. So they come out super early. And the good thing is that if you already have a reservation, we're just going to apply it. So it's not going to, if you don't have, you don't even know. You don't even know that it's happening, that
but
if you have a reservation.
Email,
that if it falls during those times, then I'll send you an email and say, hey, guess what? We just saved you
$1,000.
Yeah. I was able, one of my clients that are going this summer, they're actually going over 4th of July weekend, which is a busy time. So she was already a little stressed out, and they ended up adding an extra room because it's a multifamily. And she was like on the fence about it. And I was able to get her free dining. And I was so excited about it because, you know, they were nervous about the extra room, and that free dining freed up the money for them to get that extra room to give a little more space for them.
And when you have the conversation with Erica, if you haven't booked, if you're not even sure that it's something you can afford, I would encourage you to go look through the list of episodes that we have on this podcast, because we go over a lot of the apprehensions that people have. And certainly, I think it's, if you're not paying enough attention, if money isn't the first one.
Right.
And God bless you if it's like, nope, we're going to Disney and this is how we're doing it, and you can just charge it on here. But it costs money, and there are ways you can do it for an unlimited amount of money. Or you can say, here's my budget. What's the best vacation I can get for $2,000 for my family of four?
Yeah.
And then Erica can work with you to accommodate whatever. She could say, this is what I can give you for this amount of money. I could get you this. We could, if you've got a budget and you want her to come under it, she'll tell you how to make that happen. And and I think that it's shocking to me how affordable it can actually be, because I think some people feel as though it's unattainable.
Yeah.
How affordable it can be if you know what you're getting yourself into, you know what the number is, and if you plan with enough time to save and make those payments so that when you go on vacation, you can completely and totally enjoy it.
Yeah. And I have there's hardly any of my clients that don't make payments. So when you think of it broken down into, you know, 20 payments of $200 or whatever that may be, then it's a lot more attainable than thinking of,
and you can plan a year
$2,000, you know, just right up the bat. So
we also have an episode about how to save money.
Yeah.
Which I would encourage you to check out as well.
Yeah.
Because I employ all of those tips. And if you ever have any tips, I would encourage you to send them our way.
Yeah.
For sure.
And on the Facebook page, too, I would love to have, you know, interaction. Thank you.
You're my first like.
Yes. It's so exciting.
I love it.
I know. I did it quickly last night. And I was trying to do our logo as the cover page. And so, but I think I may do some of my, we'll see. We'll see what it'll be.
It'll be amazing.
It will be. But I, on that page, then I'll also update any promo. So if anybody wants some, like a wait list or something of some of the fun things that are happening at Disney, you know, we just got new marketing materials and the new Mickey and Minnie rail that just came out. And we know Rise of the Resistance is ever changing with the way that they're letting people on. So it'll kind of just be a one-stop information, information shop. And we, you mentioned how I'm just getting over the flu. I actually had a client a couple weeks ago that they were going for their daughter's 10th birthday. And a week before, not even a full week before, she was like, my daughter has the flu and we're going for her birthday.
Yeah.
So we were able to get online, and we were able to, luckily there was another room available. They didn't, you know, miss their fast passes. So, but we were able to get other things worked out for them. So, you know, working
all things
with
that are so much easier to do if you have an advocate, somebody who's helping you navigate.
Exactly.
It makes a big difference.
And so even if you don't work with me, just work with somebody, because when something like that happens, you know, you want to take care of your kid. You don't want to deal with moving back your vacation.
Yep, for sure. So, you know, if you are connected with, You can find out these promos on your own. It's not like they're a secret. The thing is that if you're connected to somebody, even if you don't have something booked with Erica, you can ask her the questions. She's happy to help you with those and kind of guide you. Like if you know that maybe you've got like a sensory issue in your party, there are things that you can book that will accommodate those. If you do not care and it is your dream to ring in the new year in the Magic Kingdom,
do it.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Some festivals that they have that are major factors in traffic. The biggest one being Food and Wine Festival.
100%, which is the best.
I am really looking forward to the opportunity of taking in the Food and Wine Festival at some point or another. Tell me about the festivals that exist, the time frames that they usually are, and how that might affect how somebody chooses to plan during that time or potentially to avoid. Maybe most of the festivals, all the festivals at Epcot? Are there other festivals? There are races and stuff.
Right. Like there's the marathon weekends and stuff like that. But as far as like the Festival of the Arts mm-hmm. and all of that, that's all at Epcot. And you guys were there for Festival of the Arts.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I was shocked. Epcot. Well, first of all, Epcot's under an enormous amount of construction. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder to see like the openness of Epcot that if you've gone before that you were used to, because there's a lot of things walled off. They're rerouting things. And we felt like Epcot was busier when we were there in the beginning of February, like the first couple days of February, than it ever was any day that we were there in the summer. But the mm-hmm. Festival of the Arts was going on, a lot of construction going on, and apparently there was a massive HVAC convention going on. Yeah. I'm like, there's a lot of heating and air conditioning people around here. Really, really taking in the mouse here. So, you know, little things pop up like that. It's hard to predict, and it didn't ruin our vacation at all. It just was like, wow, there's a lot of people here. Didn't expect that.
Yeah. And as far as they have the festivals at Epcot, but they have special events, like they have some of the after-hour events, the villains after-hours at Magic Kingdom. They have some extra hours at some early morning magic. They have after hours at Animal Kingdom. So they have different events like the Not So Scary Halloween Party, the Very Merry Christmas Party, where if you don't have a ticket, they will close down the park. And mm-hmm. it's a special ticketed event.
And we did an after hours this time. My husband and I were there without the kids. And it was amazing. I was messaging Erica.
I loved it.
Pictures. In front of every ride, we were like just bopping from one ride to the other. We're like, quick, take a picture. Now run. We went and we did. It's a Small World. And there was nobody on the boat in front of us. We sat down in our boat and then we waited for like 3 minutes for two other older ladies to come get in the boat with us. And then we did our little thing on It's a Small World, just the four of us, us and our two new best friends. And then I think at one point we saw three boats behind us. They were all empty.
Yeah.
And that's after our hours. And I highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah,
if you're going in a situation where maybe you can leave, I'm just talking to the adults in the room.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
This is a cool way to experience. We did Magic Kingdom quickly, without strollers and everything in tow, and constantly inventorying the children, making sure that the three that you have are the three you came with. And it's a pretty cool experience. Yeah. But it does affect those types of things can affect the regular park hours for people who aren't going to those events.
They can't. And those events are ticketed events, so they are an additional fee. However, the festivals that we were just talking about, those are included in your ticket price.
Just happening while you're there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned the Festival of the Arts, which is one of my favorites because I'm also a big Broadway fan. Mm-hmm. So I was so excited to see what Broadway stars were. I mean, Disney and Broadway, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
this is the epicenter.
It's like that. My mind was literally blown. But they have different foods.
It's culinary arts, performance mm-hmm. arts, and visual arts, I guess.
And they'll have these big larger than life portraits that you can interact with and take pictures with. We did the you could purchase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did the George Washington. And of course, we had to do the crossing the Delaware Turnpike.
Oh, I've got that picture. I got that picture on my phone right now.
We've all got places to go. So that one was really fun. And that is February. That ended February 24th. So that one just ended. And then they get ready for the next one, which is a festival.
Flower Garden.
Thank you. Yeah. And that one will go through spring. And mm-hmm. that one is so beautiful because they have all the topiaries in the different characters. So they'll have a topiary of Belle with, yellow roses as her skirt.
And yeah. Really stunning to see.
It's so beautiful. Everything's so meticulous. The grounds there are beautiful anyway, but during the festival.
My parents are going with my family, my little family, in the summer, which is going to be interesting. I'm really excited for them to come, and I'm really hoping that they have a fantastic time because I'm going to try to get them to come back sometime during Flower and Garden because my mom is a master gardener, and I know that it's like to be able to see what Disney can do with everything at its fingertips. I know she'd really appreciate it. If you have somebody who has a green thumb or wishes that they had a green, like loves to look at things that green thumbs can put together, it's definitely a good thing to take in at Epcot.
Well, and they have different booths set up outside to where they'll have different artists that are there mm-hmm. that will, you know, just sign your portrait, or for the Flower and Garden, they'll show you different like bonsai in Japan and how to cut it, different interactive things like that, which is also a lot of fun to kind mm-hmm. of partake in that. And then it has all the different countries. So then they have each country's take on that particular art. So I think France, it's one of my aunt's favorite that they have the, I don't know if you guys saw the statues that move, and you could take pictures. Like, they look like they're stone statues.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're painted.
I've seen that at, like, I think I was at Venice Beach in Florida.
Yeah.
Or in California. I saw them there. I think I saw them in New York City.
Yeah.
They're creepy.
They're very creepy, but
they're cool too.
It's fun because then they'll, you know, hold your pigtails or uh-huh. something, and they look like a statue.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, in France.
So what comes after Flower and Garden Festival?
Excuse me. That goes all the way through, and then the next is Food and Wine.
Yeah.
And the Food and Wine is in the fall. And that, if you're taking an adult trip, that would be a primo one to go because mm-hmm. they have...
Or if you're taking, like, even older kids
yeah.
and you're going to do separate, like, you have people with you that can kind of go their separate ways. If you want to meander through the World Showcase and eat food and drink wine.
Yeah.
While you're... kids go wait in line to get Rise of the Resistance passes.
And talk about not knowing what to use your snack credits for.
Yeah.
Food and wine.
That's where you maximize it if you have the dining plan.
Absolutely. They're going to have just the different alcohol and different, not just wine, but they'll have, you know, champagne and different fun things. And the culinary arts is an art. So for the Festival of the Arts, they'll have like a cake that's like a palette, or they'll mm-hmm. have like a beignet that's like a port, where it's actually the food is part of the art that
yeah.
looks like different things.
Very cool. Well, I'm trying to think of anything else. I know that specifically close to the time we're recording this, President's Day is one of those things that people, you think you're going in the middle of February, kids are in school, there's this little holiday weekend, whatever, but it's like a New England week off
yeah.
or something like that. And it happens to be a huge, huge, hugely trafficked time at Disney World. All the Facebook groups and different places that I follow on social media have people like, what's going on here? Why
yeah.
are there so many lines? I saw one person be like, nobody told me that the crowds were going to be this bad at this time. And I thought, one, you should have used a travel agent. Two, you should have done more research. Like, these are things that you need to look out ahead of time because, like, what, you want your money back? Because
right.
because there's a lot of people who had the same idea you had. But there can be some of these kind of sneaky events that cause
marathon week.
A huge amount of traffic
yeah.
that doesn't seem like it has anything to do with the time. Disney has a marathon week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of runners that participate in Run Disney, and those weeks will be specifically trafficked, for a lack of a better term, and draw a lot of people in when normally you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last festival we didn't talk about was the Festival of the Holidays, which is also one of my favorites because each one of the pavilions will do their Christmas story. So they'll have, you know, Papa Noel in France, and they'll go on and they'll tell their Christmas story and how they celebrate the holidays. And
that's cool.
They'll have a whole holiday processional to where they'll have a celebrity. I'm like dying to see Neil Patrick Harris
yeah.
read the Christmas story with a giant choir behind him.
Singing the Hallelujah chorus and
yeah,
everything I've
like,
seen.
I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, it is, in being there, it's one of those things that, like, you can watch it, but like being there and hearing the carol of the bells and
yeah.
like feeling it, it's so beautiful. And the food that's there, they tailor everything to the festivals.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else? No, I think this is one of those instances that really benefits you to be able to have a conversation with somebody like Erica so that you can kind of be guided and steered. And, you know, if you think you want to go a certain time and there's maybe limited availability, mm-hmm. I wonder why that is. That doesn't seem right. Erica is going to be able to kind of hone in on what's going on at that time, or be able to say, you really want to go Christmas, it's going to be bonkers crowded. And you go, yeah, I know, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it might close in the middle of the day to entering, allowing anybody else to come in. Yep, totally okay with that. Now you know. Now you're not the person
yeah.
who's at Disney World going, why are all these people here? And then you're just frustrated instead of enjoying every moment that you're having
yeah.
inside of the magic. I think that's one of those really, really beneficial things to having somebody who can guide you who's been there. And if you're somebody who has planned your own Disney World trip yourself, especially if it hasn't been, you know, recently, that things are always changing. Disney
yeah.
is always working on, you know, improving and imagineering brand new things. I was looking at the list of different attractions coming in the 50th anniversary year. Mm-hmm. The amount of new things that are going to be, if you go this year, you're probably going to see a lot of things getting spruced up for next year.
Yeah.
But it might be a lot easier and more affordable to get in this year if you don't mind not being there for the, you know, nostalgic 50th anniversary. It should be interesting to see how many people are drawn to being a part of that specific thing.
Yeah.
I don't have the legacy affinity for Disney World that folks like you do, because yeah. I went once as a kid and I guess I loved it, but I was six maybe. So I don't really remember a whole lot of it. And then there are other people who have gone multiple times a year for their entire life. Yeah. I was not one of those people, but I certainly just, it's just warmed my heart so much to be able to share this with my little kids. I've got two photo albums.
I'm so excited.
In front of Erica right now that I just put together from our last family trip in 2019. And I look through those are like just, those memories are mine.
And they're priceless.
They are. Yeah. They are. They are mine. I printed them off at Walgreens. Yeah. I got them in an album. So for me, that is saying a lot that the photos that I took actually made it into an album. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I look forward to so many more mm-hmm. opportunities to have new albums and share that with my kids. And I could totally see a time in my life where we say, you know what, let's try Christmas Disney.
Yeah.
And maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I don't know.
There are different tips and tricks, like, you know, if you have a park hopper, it's typically best to not go to the parks that have the extra magic hours. So go to the extra magic hours in the morning and then hop over to another park that mm-hmm. afternoon.
Sorry. Yeah, and those are other things that you can get guided on. I know that, like, for my family trip that we have planned this summer, along with my parents, we have an obnoxious spreadsheet. It is color-coded. You might not be that person. And if you're not that person, that's okay. Erica can be that person for you. And if you are that person, Eric and I kind of tag team my plan as well, like when I'm vacationing. But in doing so, she can alert me to anything that comes mm-hmm. up. She can, if something, you know, because Fast Pass tiers change, they just added Smuggler's Run as a Fast Pass. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who is going to be booking Fast Passes, and that's a big change.
Yeah.
And if you aren't researching this stuff in a nerdy way like I am, because it just makes me happy to read about that stuff, you might not know about it when you need to know about it. You'll get tipped off if you use a travel agent.
And there's different algorithms when you're there, too. Like, you know, Tuesdays are typically the best day to go to Magic Kingdom, because people always want to go to Magic Kingdom the first day that they're there, which happens to be a Monday. So, you know, if you absolutely want to go in those busy times, you know, they say there's data to show that typically people go to the right whenever they go into a park. So if you go to the left, it's going to mm-hmm. be less crowded. So, you know, there's different things that you can do to avoid those super, super crowds.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pixie Dust Podcast. Erica Murphy joining me, and you've got two assignments, folks. You need to go subscribe to the Pixie Dust Podcast, because if you're listening to this right now on the Annie Fry Show podcast and you've gotten used to hearing us here, I am splitting this off and we're going to upload this to the Annie Fry Show podcast for a while, but it's going to eventually move over to its own entity, and you're going to get this sooner on the Pixie Dust podcast than you're going to get it on the Annie Fry Show podcast. And you're also going to get extra content, including my new series with Tony Colombo. It's Main Street Cred mm-hmm. with Tony and Annie, and we are inviting you to join us there for sure. And I want to make sure, second item, so you got to subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast. The second thing you need to do is get on Facebook right now and like Erica's page, because I'm her first like. She needs another one. We feel kind of lonely hanging out here all by ourselves. Erica Murphy - Magic Expeditions, and Erica is spelled E-R-I-K-A. And you can email her if you have any questions about anything. Super not high pressure. Happy to answer your questions. Also happy to help you plan a vacation, whether you want to go next week or next year. She can help you anywhere in between. E-R-I-K-A, Erica at magicexpeditions.com. Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We'll be back in our next episode with Tony Colombo on Main Street Cred. And next week, another one with Erica. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I will. I'll be back to normal. I'm sorry.
That's your assignment. Don't be sorry. I'm glad you're feeling better from the flu. We'll catch you next time.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.